and the S&P actually jumped more than 24% this year. CBS's Jason Brooks tells us.
The NASDAQ is 1,000 points away from its own record, but it rose nearly 45% in 2023 on the backs of big tech stocks like NVIDIA and Meta platforms.
The latest Russian attack on Ukraine was the biggest since the war began, with over 100 missiles and drones launched. President Zelensky's pushing for more Western support. Through an interpreter, he said,
"We are capable of protecting us all. Just give us the means to do so."
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine's vetoed a gender-affirming care ban for minors that was pushed by fellow Republicans.
These are gut-wrenching decisions. These are gut-wrenching decisions that should be made by parents.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortions are back on again at Planned Parenthood's clinic in Sheboygan after being suspended out of concern over state law. Sheboygan County's district attorney says he won't press charges, but he is appealing a judge's ruling that Wisconsin law bans feticide and not consensual abortions. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are still running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and the Adams County Sheriff's Department are asking for help in locating a wanted person. They're looking for 33-year-old Kalendra M. Keith. She's 5 foot 7 inches tall and around 200 pounds. Kalendra is wanted by the Department of Corrections. If you have any information on her whereabouts, please contact your local law enforcement agency. If you're over the age of 60 and having difficulty keeping food on your pantry shelves, United Way can help in January. Stock boxes will be available in Wisconsin Rapids starting in January for those over the age of 60 with limited income. You'll need to register at least a week before the scheduled pickup date. In January, the pickup date is Wednesday the 17th, so you'll need to register by January 10th. You can do that by calling 211 or the United Way at 715-421-0390. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravelle.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, you know, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, you know, defense wins championships. It's a cliche, but it's true. You know, we got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked him if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday Night Football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high
is
illegal.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
It's a Karen, because it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'm a dude as well.
What is up, Wisconsin? Whether you are, like me, a sweet little unforgettable thing or some sort of sour, easily forgettable thing, either way, it doesn't matter because this is the Maggie Dawn Show. Your daily dose of usually a lot better constructed explanations of the most important topics in law, civility, things of this sort. Instead, of course, this is the last show of the year. Maggie's not here. So who is? Who else would be filling in her very big, very tall high heels? None other, of course, than me. Anya, her producer. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about... What did we talk about? That's such a good question. We spoke about the passing of Herb Cole, but I spent the better half of the show talking about the cuts coming to West Virginia University's arts programs, the way that statistics... numbers, factual evidence is twisted by different legislative groups to take a department that had a 100% postgraduate placement rate and reduce it via remarks and rolled eyes to a laughable institution no more important than that of underwater basket weaving or its like. And I spent a lot of time talking about that issue way off in faraway West Virginia land because I didn't have the time since hearing about the news yesterday morning to pull together all the facts I felt I needed to discuss the far more pressing, far closer issues at hand for Wisconsin and Wisconsin schools, which are the ongoing issue, investigation, whatever you may call it, of now former University of La Crosse, University of Wisconsin La Crosse chancellor being fired, as well as I believe his wife and her involvement. I needed time because the initial reactions to the news coming out about Chancellor Gao, his wife Karen, or sorry, not his wife, Karen. I apologize. Is that right? Is that her name? No, Miss Wilson. Either way, Carmen, there we go. Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson, I didn't have enough time to ensure that the worst case scenario, at the very least, or what I could say the unforgivable scenario, was not what was at hand, which is I needed time to ensure that these folks were not doing something that outright seemed to involve the power dynamic they had with the school, with faculty, with students. You can see immediately where a field's worth of red flags pop up. I had to ensure that this was not what folks were talking about. And my understanding, and this is, of course, bearing the understanding that I cannot peer into the future and ensure that no other shoes are going to drop in this story, but from the information available at present, while we can argue whether it is tasteful, whether it is appropriate, whether it is okay for someone of Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson's statuses to create this media and put it out, I think what we have at the very least is an instance where it seems to me, and again, feel free to call or text in if you have a refutation to this, at the very, very least, nothing illegal, neither to the law of the state or the federal law, nor the law of the university, that being involvement between professors and students, involvement between supervisors and their employees. My understanding, aside from the fact that these two are married, obviously, to each other and work together, that these laws and morals, these at least, if nothing else, these lines in the sand we draw around the idea of what it means to have ethics around sex and power, I'm not seeing an instance where Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson have crossed those lines. That is not to say I don't think that lines of other sorts were not crossed. I do think there are lines of other sorts that were crossed. But I reflect on this also specifically in the wake of what's happening in Florida with Bridget Ziegler and her husband, Christian. This being Bridget Ziegler, co-founder or co-something. I don't really know what her job in all of it was, but co-somebody for the notorious right-wing group Moms for Liberty. She is in the wake of rape accusations coming out against her husband being removed from her position on a school board down there. And yet, in reality, I find the unfortunate truth is that Ms. Ziegler is not being removed from her position because of the accusations against her husband. I think we can all understand how unconstitutional, how wrong it would be unless both husband and wife are indicted on these charges, accused of these charges, to remove someone from their position on account of something their spouse stands accused of, right? That is not what is happening to Ms. Ziegler. The other part of the story that the part that is hard to understand as we await further news, further information from the ongoing court case, is that previous to, or potentially aside from, it's hard to phrase it without knowing the facts, of course, but ahead of Mr. Ziegler assaulting this other woman, Mr. and Mrs. Ziegler had engaged in group sex with this other woman in what's known as a threesome. And the seemingly, excuse me for one moment, I didn't want to cough directly in your ear. It seems in this moment, Ms. Ziegler is not, the punishment, the awareness of a need for punishment did not come about because of Ms. Ziegler's involvement with a notoriously cruel, homophobic, sexist, Islamophobic organization. Excuse me, sorry to sniff right in your ear there. She was not removed for her position on the school board because of this, nor was she removed because of her not that this accusation stands, as far as they know it, but she was not removed because of some assumption of involvement in the crime at hand that Mr. Ziegler is accused of. No, she is being removed. The agreement to remove her was finally able to be agreed upon when the knowledge of the engagement in the consensual threesome came about. And again, I reiterate, barring the potential for unknown shoes to fall from unknown places, I do not see similar accusations in the case against Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson. Instead, I see two adults engaging in a consensual relationship with each other and with others, which I will remind you is not illegal in this country. You are welcome to, encouraged to, and have the right to feel any such way about any such relations between those you know and those you don't know, between yourself and others, of course. But I will remind you that unlike other nations in our midst in today's world, other nations where a man and a woman cannot rent a hotel room together without showing proof of their marriage, we live in an age where there are still other nations in our midst where hand-holding, kissing, PDA, however you may feel about it, oh, it's distasteful, oh, it's this or it's that, is still illegal in other places. And I'm not here to get into the final say on what is and what isn't appropriate in the public eye before children and God and whatever else. But I do want to discuss my sticking point with both the situation in La Crosse involving Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson, the situation in Florida regarding the Zieglers, Bridget and Christian, and some additional situations I'll get into after some messages here in a moment, that if we are going to uphold this sort of secondary set of laws wherein consensual sexual relations and the documentation of them therein, potentially by video or audio or photography, what may have you, and the publication thereof, that the assumed crime of that, which exists in the secondary set of laws that we seem to have been asked to concede to, that somewhere within there is this rule about you're not allowed to be in any way public about engaging in these sort of things. However, if and when it becomes public knowledge that individuals of your ilk, people in power, have engaged in non-consensual forms of sex, non-consensual forms of sexual contact, be there documentation or not, be that documentation publicized or not, that those individuals openly engaging in non-consensual sex are not met with nearly the same level of persecution, of prosecution, either way. And additionally, the time it takes for everyone to sort of get their things together in front of them and say, you know what, you're right, this allegation is enough and this is wrong, that process is far more slowed for some reason when it comes to the process of getting an accusation of non-consensual involvement forward and getting those folks who are actually using the positions of power they have to hurt others out. For some reason, that's much harder. What's also hard is for me to end a sentence, clearly. But I'm going to end it for right now. We'll be back after these short messages. This is Sweet Little Unforgettable Thing by B. Miller.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooge with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Plus, dive into festive channels like Holiday Movie Favorites by Lifetime or Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. What you're hearing under me, what I'm sort of interrupting, is the opening to the music video for a song I've really fallen for recently called Feather by Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make sense.
And it's rare that I hold on a song for this long. Mostly because I usually want to give Maggie as much time as possible to talk about the very important, very smart thoughts that she has on things. And for me, I'm kind of trying to run out the clock sometimes. But also, Miss Carpenter's song here, again, Sabrina Carpenter, the song is called Feather, came out about a month ago. The reason I'm playing it longer and talking about it is because for once, the song itself is the news. Feather, the official video, which I'm playing, was filmed inside of a Catholic church. Miss Carpenter's work and the work of many young women in the music industry right now is tackling the topic of religious trauma. Religious trauma often springing from, not always, quite obviously, but sometimes, certainly, springing from sexual misconduct by members of the church or members of whatever religious group you may have at hand, members of your temple, your congregation, members of clergy, however it is you want to phrase it. A great many Americans, especially young Americans, folks my age, I'm 25, for example, are deconstructing, de-assimilating, disassociating a little from experiences they had within institutions that were meant to teach purity or some sort of sense of what is right and what is wrong. And yet it was individuals within those very institutions who did things that are objectively wrong, such as molestation, assault, so on and so forth. These actions that are inherently non-consensual. One party is doing something that the other party has not agreed to. Now, Miss Carpenter, this song specifically is about many things, but it is about the relationship to the soul and the church, what is right and what is wrong. When we were shown so many things as kids and we were told all of this is wrong, but some of it really wasn't. Some of it was just being a human woman or being a human who is gay or being a human who is trans. But additionally lumped in there were things like the quite obvious stuff, like it is thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's stuff, right? And so deconstructing from these things where it's like, well, some of this was wrong and also some of this was just being human. And also the idea that potentially after deconstructing these ideas, someone could actually start to have a more positive relationship with the very institution that they left. To talk about consent, agreement, if consent is nothing else, it is at its very least a conversation, the idea that you are discussing. You are saying, I would like to X, may I? And the other person involved in whatever X may be is saying, yes, you may. with me, and here's how. And here's when I'd like to stop, and here's when I'd like to start, and here's, please don't do this. And this isn't just for sex, although, of course, it's mandatory for that, but this is for all sorts of things. And there was an agreement between Ms. Carpenter, the creator of the song, and the priest presiding over the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Brooklyn, where part of the music video was filmed. The agreement being she spoke with this priest, expressed what they were going to do. Here's the equipment. Here's how many people. Here's the time and dates. And this was all agreed upon between Miss Carpenter, her production company, and blah, 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 all the parts of film and music video production that I won't bore you with. And yet after the fact, someone above this priest, a member of the Diocese of Brooklyn, not only decided that they needed to have been consulted on this, which potentially, if you want to talk about the interior logistics of the Catholic Church, that's for a different show. But the decision was made by that archdiocese that this transgression could not to just use more religious language, but this transgression could not be forgiven. This priest who allowed Ms. Carpenter to film her video there was removed from his position forthright. And this came out, there's like a series of priests and bishops across the world being removed from different positions, some for good reason, some for no reason, some for, in my opinion, like this very bad reason. And it comes back to the same, not argument, but maybe point, if I could say that I would have a point on a day like this, that Ms. Carpenter and this priest agreed to do this. And while others who were outside of the agreement can discuss whether or not it was distasteful, the point stands, the agreement was made. In the instance of Mr. Gow and Ms. Wilson, I make this point not to sound like a contracts lawyer. You know, we have an accord, we must stick to it, we must make this adult film. No. But to say all of these instances where suddenly there is the ability to come down with an iron fist and remove someone from a position of power. There suddenly is swift, concrete action against the offenders, whoever they may be. In instances where everyone comes forward and says, yeah, we had sex, or yeah, we shot the music video, because everyone who actually was involved was fine with it. So why would there be hiding it? Or trying to make it sound like certain parties didn't agree, like Ms. Carpenter saying, no, we broke into the church, or the priest saying, they never asked, I had no idea what they meant. Or Mr. Gow saying, I never had sex with that woman, or Ms. Wilson saying, I never engaged in sex with those folks. Everyone involved agreed to be involved. So when the question of were you involved is asked, of course the answer is going to be, yeah. And again, you and the Board of Regents and everybody else has the right to discuss if it is appropriate, if it is necessary, if it is okay in an ethical, spiritual, whatever sense for a chancellor to be making adult films, or for a priest to allow the filming of a music video in the parish he oversees. We can have these discussions. That's what talk radio is for. My whole job is about having long, sort of semi-meaningless conversations with myself, right? What I cannot do, should not do, what none of us should be doing, whether we are a member of the diocese or a member of the Board of Regents or whatever have you, we should not be enacting that power we have against people on our decision of what is distasteful, when if nothing else, it is consenting and legal. I would love to see the energy we are bringing upon the consenting folks be brought against those who engage in acts without consent. What I'm saying is, hang your local rapist. We'll be back after the break.
It feels so good, not caring where you locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. January is Radon Action Month, and the Wood County Health Department would like to help. Radon is an odorless, invisible, radioactive gas that's naturally released from rocks, soil, and water. It can leak into homes and buildings through visible and non-visible cracks in the foundation. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services states about 1 out of 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. You can pick up a radon test kit for $5 at the Wisconsin Rapids Health Department office or the Marshfield City Hall. A Stevens Point restaurant has joined others in the state who now have robots delivering food to tables. News 7 reports Fa Ever 21 has 2 robot servers who help human servers when tables are full or to be sure the food can come out all at once for bigger tables. Kids and adults alike are delighted with the robot servers, who can even sing happy birthday. Their names are Yoyogi and Tetsy Bear. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team skated to a 3-0 shutout of Air Force to advance to the finals in the holiday faceoff tournament at Milwaukee's Five Serve Forum. The Badgers improved to 15-4 for the season, ranked 6th in the nation. Tonight they'll play Northeastern in the finals. Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings on what it means to bring Badgers hockey to Five Serve Forum.
You know, we represent the entire state, not just Madison. And so for us to be able to go in and share what we have here and try and go in and represent the entire state in a different zip code, yeah, it's special.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I asked wide receiver Romeo Doubs on what to expect from Minnesota's defense.
Really experienced players on defense. You know, they love the pressure. That's been one of their biggest things throughout this year. It just comes down to us just playing good football overall. So.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. We're talking about all kinds of sexy stuff before the end of the year. All sorts of things like consent and civility and public decency. You know, the real naughty stuff. I want to say before we go to the phones that the point I was trying to illustrate, I always sort of get out of the segment and then think I've just thrown a bunch of word salad at you. So forgive me if I'm repeating myself. But the distinction or the parallel I want to draw between Sabrina Carpenter filming, agreeing consensually to film her video in that church, the priest agreeing to it, the similarity between that and the issue here at La Crosse, of course, they are quite different in just about every single way. But as someone whose background is not in radio, rather, my background is in video, not the types of videos that Mr. Gao was creating, and neither was I creating anything nearly as stunning as the visuals behind Ms. Carpenter's videos, to be clear. My heart is still made nervous when I see what sort of feels to be the ghost of the late Hays Code rearing its head, not from the FCC or other federal regulatory systems where we can put to the test of what is constitutional, what is socially acceptable, what is allowed to be litigated. We can put that up in front of people and have a discussion about what media is and isn't wrong, ugly, adulterous, right? Nefarious. What we don't want, or at least what I don't want, is this sort of continued pass that institutions are given when someone within their institution engages in, just to put a name to it, sex work. And if no one else on the airwaves tonight says it, then I will say it, that for as long as one must engage with work in order to survive, for as long as work is work, then so too sex work is work. Now, if you want to have a discussion on necessity, survival, optics surrounding Mr. Gao, his position at the university, these things, I appreciate that. But it is my belief that what we have at hand here between Mr. Gao and Ms. Wilson's removal from some of their positions, and additionally the unnamed priest discussed in Ms. Carpenter's video, his removal from his position, we are sort of seeing, not sort of, we are seeing the continuation of what we used to see, I feel, in old Hollywood, where simply knowledge that you have the audacity to engage in something willingly that is different is somehow more open to punishment than engaging in behaviors we know to be outright unethical and illegal, like assault, like engaging in sexual acts without the consent of the other party or parties. That is a crime. Written in our laws, written in our law books, in theory, upheld by our laws and our courts. Yet I read nothing in the black and white of La Crosse's paperwork, nor the state's paperwork, nor the federal government's paperwork, that so long as the material, the adult material produced, has sufficiently met the codes as they stand for the production of adult material, and so long as I have read, no stipulation in the contract that one particularly avoid this activity, I struggle to see the point of the removal. Again, if the revelation of Mr. Gao's books, videos, I guess recipes as well, if the revelation of this media came with the revelation of accusations of outright illegal impropriety such as assault, then I would say, well, there you go. That's okay. Then all of this together is altogether something different. But this has not been brought forward with accusation. Nor was the accusation levied at the priest in Brooklyn one of, oh, well, he was engaging in non-consensual interactions with whomever. And additionally, he allowed the filming of this. That would altogether be a different thing. But these things are not all together. All that there is are folks engaging in consensual, legal activity and having the outright punishment, the sort of, as far as employment goes, the capital punishment of employment, firing, removal from position, be taken against you. That, to me, does not spell out a nation that upholds its laws. A nation that says, we have laws for a reason, here they are, here are the words and the letters that make them up. And when one sufficiently reaches this behavior that we've denoted to be illegal, then action will be taken. And up until that point, it won't. It amazes me that there are so many other situations, especially so specifically this country's, this world's university systems and the rampant sexual assault on our campuses, the prevalence of rape culture on our campuses, that we drag our feet through the concrete and mud, it seems, when even the most clear, most evidence-based accusation of impropriety, genuine illegal impropriety is made, it takes months, if not years, for any action to be taken. And yet in these instances where there is nothing written down regarding, oh, here's the step-by-step of how you get rid of your chancellor once you discover his porn. No. It bothers me. If we can enact this energy, this swiftness, the right to a swift trial that in theory all Americans are entitled to, and the due process that all Americans are entitled to, I feel we're missing some of that there. And I'm also missing the sound of a much more intelligent voice than mine on these days when Maggie's not around. And I don't have Maggie, but I do have someone I would put on par with her, and that is the lovely Joanne of Madison. Joanne, how are you? What say you today?
Oh, you're very kind with those words.
I try.
your presentation was insightful, and what I'd like to add to it is the perspective of faculty members. What message is all of this to be placed on faculty members who have to make decisions about what they do? Now, in a couple of the universities where I've taught, there have been amazing women poets who've had their reputations based on erotic poetry.
That's right.
Okay. And not just the writing of the poetry, but the delivery of the poetry. I remember some of the amazing auditoriums filled with people to listen to somewhat older ladies giving some amazing recitations. So, again, why is that? Is that going to be also stifled? I'm a little afraid for the future here if we're going back to the 1950s. Maybe we're being told that our society is moving back. Now, just one more point on it personally. I do robot research and AI research, and the big topics relate to child robot developments, let's say, of people, you know, making robots that look like children and then having
sure.
sex with them and all that. But I can't touch that type of research.
Right.
I'm very scared to touch that type of research. Even though I've spoken at love and sex with robots conferences.
What?
But the kind of research I'd like to do, I'm very scared to do because I don't know if my university would support me.
And how... First of all, I need to unpack everything you've just said. First of all, the Love, Sex, and Robots conference, is that what you've said? First of all, Joanne, just go ahead and the next time that conference rolls around, just shoot me an email. You don't have to cover me, but I'll roll up to that with you because that sounds like a place I'd meet a lot of good friends. And also, how sad is it to hear a faculty member, especially someone with the proven intelligence and background as caller Joanne. How sad is it to hear a researcher, a scientist, a member of the public say that they are afraid to engage in the type of research they want to because the university that they are doing that research, frankly, kind of on the behalf of, might not support them? I feel for you. And I think the topic you've brought up, that being the intersection of robots, the images of children, the potential, are these tools that we could use to curb crimes that happen against children, or are these going to be things that actually make it actually worse? We don't know yet. And we don't know yet because no one's been able to do the research. The truth is, unfortunately, that society around us is going to do the research for us because, of course, as Joanne's alluded to, the idea that someone may make a robot that looks like a child and sell it for whatever purposes, right, is not one that exists solely in dystopian science fiction. It is one that exists in our reality. And to pull it back from robots just a little bit, and to just talk about research, STEM, these things in the universities, I am reminded that when I was still at university at UWM, we had a professor, Anthony Azenabar, who was accused of sexual assault. And it took so long for any action to be taken against Azenabar, for him to be taken into custody or to be removed from his position, blah, 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 that he's since fled. He fled the country in 2019. The length of inaction, the length of time of inaction extended so severely that the victims of Anzabar, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I don't know. You kind of lose the right to have your last name said correctly when you sexually assault people. But anyways, all of the victims of this person now lose out on their right to see their perpetrator be brought to justice because the actions on behalf of the state, the school, and so on were so slowed that he was able to, with his own passport, my understanding is this isn't a situation where he had to forge paperwork. His passport was never taken away from him. He had full access to his funds and money. He left. He prepared and he left. Yet we get wind that someone might be engaging in something with the full permission of the other people involved. And it is in that moment that we see lightning fast reaction times to remove people. The doors, the locks were changed before he even got back. If it's not about silencing those folks who are brave enough to come forward about actual assault, and if it's not about removing people from power who have different views on sex, and if it's not about enforcing a different moral sexual code than that which exists within the actual laws of this country, then what are we doing? Nothing to help students, nothing to help women, nothing to help our financially failing UW system. So let's talk about what we can do when we come back. Callers, I see you on the line. Stay there just a little longer. This is that short break, you know? Taking you to it is Renaissance Girl by Ali Bob.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Saturday morning, I put the pedal to the floor. Headed north on Mills Avenue, listen to the engine roar.
Welcome back to the last Maggie Dawn show of the year. My first last show, which is a weird way of phrasing it. What you just heard coming back is a cover of a song that means a lot to me. The original is This Year by the Mountain Goats. Unfortunately for everyone involved, the Mountain Goats are a male-fronted band, despite my best efforts for them to be otherwise. So this is a female cover by the incredible Rachel Marie. I love that name. You'll hear more of it as we exit, but before we do, I want to make sure we have time for some folks who have been very patient. Two guys who I've heard a lot from this year, and I'm happy to hear from them some more. First up is the fantastic sports announcer, a wealth of information about the Waukesha area, especially Carroll University, Greg Wanschneider on the line. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well. Great show. Great show. Great topics tonight. Hey, I just want to say that consent is a beautiful, sacred thing. The more I think about how beautiful and how sacred the gift is, consent is really something that should be cherished. And for the fact that this institutions are valuing power over consent, there's nothing else you can call that, Anya, besides shameful. There's nothing else that matters. Consent is something that should be taught in even beginning in elementary school, middle school at least, through high school and even into college in human, something that should be valued. And unfortunately, people don't, and because people value power. And
that's exactly true, Greg. I apologize to cut you off there just to wrap. We're wrapping things up, but exactly as you've said, people don't teach it because it would undermine their ability later on to abuse that. Why would someone who has the power to institute, for example, as you've suggested very wisely, that conversations about consent begin in elementary school? If that happens, then those elementary schoolers might know something about consent. And in my opinion, as a former educator and as a former child, I think it's really important that our kids know what the word no means and the power behind it when they say it to someone, the power behind it when someone says it to them, and not the word no in no, your script isn't good enough, or no, you're not pretty, but rather to mean no, I don't want you to physically touch me at the very least. It's amazing that we have to fight for that to be included in school curriculums when, quite obviously, it benefits everyone, except for, if I may, folks who cannot stand
the possibility of being told no. Something, a phrase I hear sometimes, I think it's a really sketchy phrase because it can be lent towards this very topic, is when you can't afford to be told no, you don't ask. This is a phrase someone said to me when I was learning how to make documentary filmmaking, and this is not a phrase that I abide by in my documentary filmmaking. But the phrase was meant to imply that if you're not sure, for example, if it's legal to film, you know, this thing out in public, that instead of potentially losing the opportunity, you do it and then you ask questions later. And this is one thing when it's your personal art. You know, is there a law against mixing these two colors? Do it and find out later. It's a whole different thing when it's someone else's physical presence. And it disgusts me that we are going to come down so hard on individuals whose physical contact with others comes after clear consent and negotiation, and not those whose physical contact comes with no prior communication, with no consent, the exact enactment of abuse of power. It's interesting the type of folk who want to ensure that our children, our young people, our working class, our women, our people of color don't know the power when they of them wielding the word no. With that, one more caller, someone I've heard from most days of the week, has been a light and a joy to hear from, always with some fantastic insight about perhaps the stars above us or the world around us. Mark from the SAC, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Anya. I like, and as a former union steward,
there we go.
When I was working, that I wonder if Chancellor Dahl was actually given due process in this whole thing. But yes, it was all consensual. And what bemuses me, is the condemnation from the legislature, and that their failure to recognize the logs in their own eyes there in the legislature, because I know there's a number of them that. Or had been a number of them who were having affairs with members of their staff or somebody other than their spouse, and they're condemning this. And the failure of the Republicans to condemn Donald Trump, who was actually convicted civilly, if not criminally, of sexual assault, and credible evidence that Donald Trump actually violated minors. I mean and it never came out because of the whole power structure we have in this country that people are afraid to go up against Donald Trump. And here's a guy who, there's credible evidence out there that he, that along with Jeffrey Epstein, may have, that molested, if not raped, young girls.
That's exactly it. Mark, you completely summarize exactly my thoughts, that you have individuals who have publicly said very horrifying things, and yet no punishment is brought against them. I want to end with some words we played once on this show before, a statement from a student in Florida about Bridget, the Moms for Liberty mom I discussed earlier, on why she's losing her job, or really why she should be losing her job.
For her gain seem to matter as much to us as her having a threesome does. Bridget Ziegler, you do not deserve to be on the Sarasota County School Board, but you do not deserve to be removed from it for having a threesome. That defeats the lesson we've been trying to teach you, which is that a politician's job is to serve their community, not to police personal lives. So, to be extra clear, Bridget, you deserve to be fired from your job because you are terrible at your job, not because you had sex with a woman.
And I just sort of want to say it again. May no one in this coming year be fired from their job for living life consensually, having these consensual relationships. May we see a year where it is those folks who act against consent and hurt people that we see swift action against them.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick Penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.